This is a guided body scan prepared for the mindfulness-based stress reduction course.
Just by showing up and following the guidance, you're training the capacity to pay attention, supporting greater flexibility of mind and perspective, learning to be more comfortable with feelings and experiences, even those that you may not like or that may feel boring or unpleasant. And at the same time, you're learning to more fully inhabit moments that feel pleasant or easeful. You may begin to notice more directly the changing nature of our moment-to-moment and day-to-day experience, which can help in those times when we feel stuck. And of course, the body scan provides an opportunity to have an in-body experience, which can balance out the tendency many of us have to live in our heads. Over time, you might become aware that you notice a greater access to your innate resources for well-being. You might also discover that even in the midst of an increasingly frantic world, just how close at hand your capacity for ease, attentiveness, and presence is. Right here, and absolutely accessible. So finding a comfortable position that reflects your intention to stay awake and alert during the practice. And taking a moment to actually check in with yourself, sensing into how you are in this moment, and using the information you receive to discern what position would be most supportive today. Knowing that you have choices here about what will best serve you in this moment. So if you need to, you can pause the recording here while you do this. Once you've settled in, you can let the eyes close if that's comfortable, or you can leave them softly open. If you do close your eyes and find yourself drifting off or falling asleep, which can often happen, you can always open your eyes or find other ways to support yourself in staying alert. It may help to think of this as an opportunity to practice falling awake rather than falling asleep. We will be systematically moving our attention through the body, at times taking a narrow focus, and at other times taking a wide angle perspective. As we explore the body in this way, you're invited to bring a quality of curiosity, of interest to the experience. If there are times when you feel uncomfortable in one way or another, the invitation is to stay with the guidance, even briefly, to see what's here, but without any pressure or force. At any time, if it feels like it is just too much and you want to shift your attention or position, know that that's fine. You can always return to the guidance when it feels right. At times, you may find that it's hard to stay present for certain parts of the body. And in that case, you can shift your attention to another, more comfortable anchor. Perhaps the breath, or a more neutral area of the body, or to sounds. You might even find it helpful in this situation to open your eyes. Also, as we travel through the body, there may be body parts missing or added, or parts that are in some way different than you wish they were. If thoughts or emotions about that arise, they too can be part of the body scan and honored with your kind attention. We're learning here to explore and perhaps expand our limits, and also to listen deeply to ourselves and to be able to respond to what we find. Allowing this body scan practice to be a time to replenish your resources, to care for yourself and your health and well-being, a time to step out of the usual mode that we live our lives, one of almost constant doing, and settle into a period of just being. There's nothing you need to change or improve, no goals to strive for, no right way to feel. The way you are feeling is simply the way you're feeling right now. Notice if there's any tendency to try hard to relax, striving to create a different state of mind or body. Or trying to relax may actually create more tension. So just acknowledging what is here and being present for it, however it is, moment to moment. In doing your best to follow the guidance, remembering that your mind will inevitably wander. You'll get distracted by something, lost in a train of thoughts, or perhaps drift off. As soon as you notice that you've become distracted, gently but firmly bring yourself back to the body. And notice the instruction of doing this gently but firmly. Gently means you don't have to be critical or give yourself a hard time. It's absolutely normal for the mind to wander away. That's what minds do. And firmly means you're deliberate. You make a conscious choice to return again and again to this moment. Even if the mind drifts 10 or 20 or 100 times, the instruction is to simply notice that it has wandered and to redirect the mind back to your intention to be here following the guidance. In this way, we're learning something about aiming and sustaining our attention. And this is really the nature of practice, this kind of discipline training of the mind. So now, dropping into the body and sensing the whole of the body, the length of the body from head to toe, the sides of the body, the right side and left side, the back and the front of the body, noticing where you can feel the weight of the body, and where there may be a sense of lightness in the body. Sensing the outer body and perhaps also the inner body. And bringing attention to the fact that breath is flowing in and through and out of the body. And resting your attention on this flow of breath. There's no need to change or control the breath in any way. Rather, this is an invitation to simply become aware of what's already here. If you attend to the breath in the area of the belly, you may notice how the belly gently rises with each in-breath and falls with each out-breath. Not thinking about the breath, but simply experiencing it from moment to moment. Aware of the sensations of breathing. And in the same way that we're learning to bring attention to the feeling of the breath in the belly, notice that you can turn your attention to your left foot. So sending your attention down to the left foot and feeling just how it is right now in the left foot. Exploring the big toe and the other toes, the space between the toes, aware of the sole of the foot, the ball and the heel, perhaps aware of coolness or warmth, of tingling or the touch of a shoe or sock. Maybe you notice the feeling of pressure where the heel and the floor meet. Or perhaps you're not aware of any particular sensation in the left foot, and that's fine too. It's simply awareness of no sensation. And now shifting your attention to the left ankle and noticing what's here to be felt. Sensing the joint, the places where the bones meet, the bony knobs on either side of the ankle. Not having to make any sensation happen, but instead simply being aware of what is here to be felt, of what can be known directly through awareness. And in your own time, becoming attentive to the lower portion of the leg, feeling the strong bone of the shin, and the muscles of the calf, perhaps feeling contact with the floor or a pant leg. Shifting your attention now to the left knee, sensing the kneecap and the hollow behind the knee, the sides of the knee, bones and cartilage within the knee. Not trying to create sensations or to visualize, rather simply learning to attend to what's here. Nothing more. And noticing that you can bring that same quality of attentiveness to the left thigh, to this area of large bones and muscles, tuning in. What's here to be felt? Perhaps you're aware of pulsation, of circulation moving within this part of the leg. Aware perhaps of the top of the leg bone as it comes in contact with the hip bone. We've been using our attention in a very narrow way, aiming it like a spotlight on various parts of the foot and the leg. We can also expand the field of our awareness like a wide-angle lens to hold all of the left leg and foot in awareness, from the tips of the toes to the hip socket. And we can do this without strain. Awareness is capable of holding the entire leg. And now letting the left leg be in the background of your awareness. And in the foreground of your awareness, direct your attention to the right foot and the toes of the right foot. Aware of the spaces between the toes, the arch, the heel, and the sole. Sensing the ball of the foot and expanding your awareness to the top of the foot and the ankle. Aware of sensations at the top of the skin and also perhaps deep in the foot itself. Perhaps noticing the complex network of tiny bones, muscles, and tendons. Exploring whatever sensations you find here in the right foot and ankle. Perhaps warmth or tingling or itching, or no particular sensation at all. And now moving awareness into the shin and the calf of the right leg. Kind of an inward listening for what's here and discovering what sensations you find in the lower leg. Perhaps noticing pressure at the back of the leg, the touch of clothing, a felt sense of muscle and bone. Bringing the same quality of attention to the right knee, back of the knee, sides of the knee and the kneecap, the hinge of this complex joint, and noticing that the attention need not end at the surface of the skin, but recognizing that you can move right into the knee. You don't have to know what it looks like to feel sensations associated with it. We all have the capacity to feel the body from the inside, and we're strengthening this capacity. It will have a lot to do with learning to handle stress and relate in new ways to the moments of our lives. This capacity to be present and to notice more directly what's happening in the body and in the mind. So now bringing this capacity for knowing and feeling to the right thigh, and becoming interested and perhaps even curious about this area of the body. Sensing the weight of the large bones and muscles. Coming right up close to the place where the thigh bone rests in the hip socket. Simply feeling what's here to be felt and knowing it. And just as you held the entire left leg in awareness, noticing that you can hold both legs in awareness, beginning at the feet and coming up through the ankles, the lower legs, knees, and thighs. Just letting the legs be as they are. And being aware of them. Now turning your attention to the area of the lower torso, the hips, buttocks, and pelvis, sensing the tailbone and the base of the spine. Perhaps feeling a pressure here of weight or of contact with the floor or chair. Moving your attention to the lower back, a region of the body where tension is often stored and where discomfort or intense sensations are often noticeable. Feeling into what's here now, sensations in the muscles or the bones, perhaps one prominent sensation or a number of different sensations, or no sensation at all. And shifting your attention now from the lower back to the middle back, this area by the waist, and feeling into the column of the spine, the vertebra and the strong muscles that hold you upright, sensing the bottom of the rib cage and the muscles in between the ribs, perhaps noticing how the muscles expand as breath enters the body and release it as breath flows out. Sensing how you may actually feel this movement in the back of the body. Perhaps feeling some movement at the back of the heart. Letting your awareness move up now into the upper back, aware of the shoulder blades and the back of the shoulders. And expanding now to hold the entire back in awareness, the width of the back and the full length of the back. Investigating the back with attention and curiosity. Knowing directly the back of the body. And now moving the focus to the front body, to the area of the stomach, and sensing any movement here. Perhaps aware of the muscles expanding and softening breath by breath. Not needing to do anything at all as the body breathes itself. Just becoming aware of what's already happening. And staying with those sensations for a few cycles. Perhaps aware of the internal organs in this area of the body. Maybe feeling deep within the stomach some sensations of digestion. Moving the awareness now up to the chest and the heart center. Sensing the front of the rib cage and the expansion of the lungs as you breathe in, and the release as you breathe out. Perhaps even sensing the beating of your heart. Simply noticing the sensations of this flow of breath at the chest, this rising and this falling. Coming now to the shoulders, the front of the shoulders, the muscles on top of the shoulders. This is another region of the body where tension is often stored. A part of the body that reacts to stress by tightening or bracing. And it's a region where we may find discomfort or intense sensation from time to time. So aware of how it is right now in this moment in the shoulders. Perhaps as you breathe in and breathe out, you notice some movement here. How the shoulders lift slightly with each inhale and fall slightly with each exhale. Moving now from the shoulders to your arms, to the right and the left arm. Feeling where the arms meet the shoulders and sensing the weight of the arms and the muscles and bones of the arms. And letting your attention travel down the arms to the hands. Feeling the position the hands are in. What are they making contact with? And noticing the sensations of that contact. Aware of the backs of the hands. The palms, fingers and thumbs. The joints of the fingers. Opening to whatever sensations you find there. Perhaps tingling or heat or coolness or something else. Aware now of the wrists, the top of the wrists and the underside of the wrists. Sensing the delicate skin on the underside of the wrists, possibly feeling pulsation here and the lace of blood vessels in this part of the body. Investigating the lower arms, the bend of the elbows, outer and inner elbows. Aware of the sensation of contact that the elbows may be having with another surface. And now bringing awareness to the upper arms, the bones and muscles. Sensing the arm bones resting in the shoulder sockets. And noticing if there's any sensation here to be felt. And once again, we can expand our awareness to take in the hands and the arms from the fingertips to where the arm bones connect to the bones of the shoulders. Feeling the capacity to go from this very narrow perspective to this more expanded view. And just noticing the sensations of the arms. Allowing the awareness of arms to fall into the background and attending now to the area of the neck and the throat. Sensing the muscles at the back of the neck, the vertebra of the neck, the organs within the neck, the ability to swallow, to speak, to breathe. Possibly feeling the breath right here at the throat as breath flows in and flows out. Moving your awareness up to explore the face, sensing the hinge of the jaw, the possibility of allowing the jaw to relax. Aware of the mouth and teeth, the soft palate at the roof of the mouth, the tongue resting on the floor of the mouth. Sensing if there's space between the lips or whether the lips are resting against each other. Becoming aware of the chin and the cheeks and the muscles of the face, the muscles that allow our expression. Aware of the feeling of air as it touches the skin of the face. And becoming aware of the bridge of the nose bone and the nostrils. And perhaps sensing breath right here at the nostrils. Thin streams of air coming in and going out. Noticing the temperature of the breath as it comes into the nostrils. And noticing the temperature of the stream of breath flowing out. Perhaps you notice a difference. Or perhaps you're aware that the nostrils are stuffed, or one or both are closed up. You might even be aware of the sound of breath. Moving the awareness to the eyes now, sensing the eyes resting in the sockets. The bony area around the eyes that protect the eyes. Feeling the eyelids and eyelashes, eyebrows, space between the brows. And now sensing the region of the ears. This ability to hear in this very moment. Noticing hearing. And noticing sensation at the outer spiral of the ears. Or at the cartilage of the inner ears. Hearing. hearing and aware of hearing. Feeling the forehead now, the sides of the head, the temples. Aware of the back of the head and any sensations of contact or pressure. Perhaps aware of the tiny muscles of the scalp or the cranial bones. Possibly feeling the weight of the head and the organs within the head. And aware of the top of the head, the crown. And expanding this focus to hold the whole head in awareness. And broadening even further now the field of your awareness to include the entire body, the back body and the front body, the sides of the body, the length of the body from the soles of the feet to the top of the head, the fingertips and toes, sensing the envelope of the body, the skin, and how touch and contact are perceived right here at the skin. Perhaps sensing movement or circulation, tingling, pulsation, the flow of breath or energy through the body. Aware perhaps of some strong sensations and some more subtle sensations. And perhaps noticing areas of the body where sensations are barely discernible. Aware perhaps of the breath flowing through the body and sensing the bodily presence. This ability to be awake to our experience and knowing the language of sensation in this body. So staying here for a moment, simply aware of this breathing body. And acknowledging your ability to care for yourself in this way through attending consciously to the moment-to-moment experience of your body, your mind, and your heart. Knowing that you can begin to integrate into your everyday life the very same attentiveness and awareness that you're cultivating here in this body scan practice. And you can offer your body at any time a sense of kindness, of acceptance, of connection. You can offer it at any time the possibility of replenishment and of rest. So in your own time, you might begin to simply move the toes a little bit, maybe the fingers, perhaps gently rocking the head side to side, letting the eyes open if they've been closed. And as you become ready, orienting yourself to the room and taking your time as you move from your posture for practice back into the next moments of your day or of your evening.